Where did I go wrong? This is good stuff.
Hello?
Joey, hey, I need to talk to Charlie. Is she there?
No, she went shopping with Rachel. Why? What's up?
Well, I'm meeting with Professor Sherman about my being the keynote speaker.
Oh, how's it going?
It could be better. He fell asleep.
What? But I already bought my ticket to Bermuda.
Barbados.
Fine, I'll rent the car and drive. Ross, you have to get that job.
Well, what am I supposed to do? He's cold. In fact, he was just talking in his sleep before, and evidently he wants someone named Fran to spank him harder.
Well, just wake him up.
I can't. If he realizes that I'm the one who put him to sleep, I won't get the job.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Oh, wait a minute. This happened to me before. Yeah, I was auditioning for a play, and the producer fell asleep. No, wait a minute. It was me who fell asleep.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, Shakespeare, how about a chase scene once in a while?
Hey, guys, dinner's ready.
Oh, I'm gonna go wash it up first. Thanks.
So what do you think? I want this guy's jeans for my kid. Those eyes, those cheekbones.
Okay, there's enthusiastic, and there's just plain gay.
You don't like him?
Well, I think he's fine. Just that we don't know anything real about him. Wish we could get more information.
All right, just follow my lead.
You guys have such a great place here.
Oh, thanks. I'm crazy about our place.
Hey, speaking of crazy... Do you have a history of mental illness in the family?
No. Although I did have an uncle who voted for Dukakis.
That's really not the kind of thing we're looking for, Zach.
Okay. So tell me, how'd you guys meet?
Oh, friends first, drunk in London, you know the story. I've got a better question for you. Do you or any of your blood relatives have diabetes?
No.
Heart disease? Alzheimer's? Gout?
You guys don't have people for dinner a lot, huh?
We're just making conversation.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I heard a joke today. It's pretty funny.
You know, it's not funny. Male pattern baldness.
All right, listen, you guys have shown a lot of interest in me tonight, and I'm flattered and quite frankly a little frightened. Can we just talk about something else?
Sure.
All right. Ravioli is delicious.
I notice you're enjoying that ravioli with a beautiful set of teeth. Did you have braces as a child?
No, I didn't.
Yes!
We're teeth people, Zach.
All right, let's just do it. Let's just go over there and just see if she heard.
Good plan.
Okay. What? Where are you going? Oh, I'm sorry, Rachel. I don't have time for your childish games, okay? I still have to go find something incredible to wear so I can beat Mike at Who's More Over Who. Hey! Hi!
Hey!
Where have you been?
Hi. Oh, trying on clothes.
Oh, in the dressing room? Well, that's so weird. Phoebe and I were just trying on clothes in the dressing room. Gosh, that's such a small world.
Rachel.
Yeah?
I heard you two guys whispering.
Oh, God, you did. You heard. Okay, let me explain.
No, there's nothing to explain. I heard you. Phoebe likes Joey.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I mean, Phoebe likes Joey, and then she comes here to buy a dress to impress another guy?
Yeah, that's Phoebe. You know, she just wants them all. It's like, she's nympho.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, I heard you tell her not to do anything. Thanks for sticking up for me. You are such a nice person.
I try.
God, you really want me to be the keynote speaker? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, you look stop eating hot. Which is like the highest level of hotness.
Are you sure? Because I am really dreading going to this party.
Then don't go.
Mike knows I'm coming. If I don't show up, he'll think it's because of him. And then I'm going to lose face. That's a very serious thing in my culture.
All right. Then you go to that party and you pretend to be over Mike. And afterward, you come to my place and I'll get you good and drunk.
You got it. Okay. But not on the wine that you made. Okay. Because I just don't want to go back to the emergency room.
I'm sorry. I don't seem to have quite enough cash. You wouldn't accept rubles, would you? This is a 100,000 ruble note, which is worth approximately nothing.
David?
Phoebe. Hi.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Wow. You look unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm back from Minsk. Permanently.
Well, what happened?
Well, remember how I was trying to achieve the positronic distillation of subatomic particles?
Yeah.
Well, after 8 years of research, I discovered that it can't be done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. This kind of thing happens all the time in science to people who base 8 years of research on a typo in a scientific journal.
Well, it's great that you're back. How are you?
Good, good. Life is good.
Good.
I'm seeing someone.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. She's also a scientist, okay. So she's very smart and pretty. And well, it's actually because of you, really, that we're together. I mean, I saw what you had with that Mike guy, and I just said, boy, I want that.
Mike and I broke up.
You're kidding me. Because I'm not seeing anybody. I just totally made that up.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm sorry. I guess I just didn't want to lose face.
I understand. Okay, so we're both living in New York, not seeing anyone. That's so not like us.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is probably a stupid question, seeing that you look like that, but do you have some place that you need to be right now?
Well, no.
Do you want to get a drink?
I'd love to.
Great.
Okay.
Do you smell beets?
Oh, all right, stay upwind of me. Hey, there's Phoebe. Is that Mike she's with?
No, that's David.
There's a third guy.
Tip of the iceberg.
I'm going to take off now. You're going to let me go home, aren't you?
You sure you don't want to stick around a little longer?
No, I should get home. I'm kind of tired.
Are you just tired now, or are you always tired? Because that could be a sign of clinical depression.
No, it's just tiring having to figure out the age at which all my grandparents died. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. I think we found our sperm.
It does seem pretty perfect.
Yeah? You think so? Well, should I ask him?
No.
Why not? Just because his great-grandmother was obese? Our kid's going to get that from you anyway.
No, that's not it. Just that when we were asking him all those questions before, I just realized I don't care if he is the most perfect guy in the world. It's not you.
Yeah, he's better.
No, he's not. And if I can't get pregnant with you, then I don't want to get pregnant by him or anyone else.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, thank God, because I don't want to do this either. No, I was just doing it because I thought that was what you wanted to do. You know, I'm the husband. I'm supposed to Bring the sperm.
That is so sweet. I love you.
So, you know, this leaves us with...
adoption.
How do you feel about that?
I think I feel okay about it. Actually, I think I feel really good about it.
Me too. I want to find a baby that needs a home, and I want to raise it with you. And I want to mess it up in our own specific way.
So this is it? We're really going to adopt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we're going to be parents.
We are going to be great parents.
And it could be soon. I mean, think about it. Right now, somewhere out there, our baby could be being conceived.
Wait. If we're lucky and we're really, really, really quiet, we may be able to hear the sound of a condom breaking. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Chandler.
Look, I just wanted to apologize for last night. I got the feeling we made you a little uncomfortable.
No, you didn't.
Really?
No, you did.
Yeah, well, my wife and I have some boundary issues. You know, sometimes we ask inappropriate questions. We're working on it.
Hand the boards for Friday's pitch.
Oh, thank you.
You wouldn't know if Jeanette's planning on keeping her baby, would you?